This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We should ensure a stable transition for Americans currently enrolled in the healthcare exchanges. He made that commitment. And so there are people who are happy with their care, who think that they are better off on this side of Obamacare. That's a relatively small number, but if you're one of them, it's a huge number, and we are respectful toward that.
President Trump promised insurance for everybody. Now his OMB director maybe accidentally told the truth, I don't know, that insurance is not really the end goal. So, what is their goal?
What is their goal? That's Nancy Pelosi. And before that, Kellyanne Conway, she's back. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who better to address that than Ellen Ratter from Talk Media News? Hey, Ellen.
How are you? Well, it's been quite a day in Washington, D.C., I can tell you.
Boy, no kidding. What's the deal?
Well, I think, listen, the problem is that the repeal and replacement is not making a lot of the Freedom Caucus, which are the more right-wing Republicans, very happy. And, of course, the left wing is extremely unhappy, particularly because the Medicaid is being cut off. And also this means that addiction and mental health programs are going to go by the wayside. Now, the White House is saying, well, this is going to make sure that, you know, communities can cover it in the way they need to cover it. And we don't, one size doesn't fit all, and it's all the local communities know better. But if the money's not there, the local communities can know better as much as they want. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Wow. So it's, once again, it's still kind of the wait and see game.
Well, it is the wait and see. And the other thing is they want to pass the bill, and it's gotten through two committees today.
Yeah.
Without having it what's called score. The Congressional Budget Office actually makes a determination as to how much a bill costs, but they haven't gotten that cost yet. And until recently, the Congressional Budget Office was really considered nonpartisan, and senators and House members would vote on a bill determined by what this House committee, Joint Budget Committee, would score it. And Congressional Budget Office. And so now, without it being scored, they're voting on it.
Wow. That's unusual, isn't it?
It's very unusual, and it's really quite shocking that they're doing this. But they really want to get this passed, and they want to get rid of Obamacare, and they want to put in, even though he doesn't want his name associated with it, Trump Care.
Trump Care. So we'll see how that all, you know, the arm wrestling over that continues, and we'll, I'm sure, be talking about it for a long time to come. And then there's this other deal that four states are suing to block Trump's new travel ban. What's the latest with the whole travel ban snafu?
Okay, so originally it was Washington State, and now there are other states, three other states that are joining in. The ACLU has been issuing all kinds of things about this. They think that the bill did not really change much. Yes, they got rid of Iraq as one of the seven countries, but why did they single out these countries since that's not necessarily where all the terrorism exists anyway? And so places like ACLU, well, the ACLU in four states, in addition to Washington, there's three more states, are involved, and Massachusetts I know is one of them, and I forget the other two, but are involved in adding on to this bill, and it'll go up the court system for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's this deal where I can imagine there has to be some reaction. The South Korean president was removed from office.
That just happened because, of course, later there. And there was an impeachment process saying that there was some involvement in sort of a pay-for-play kind of thing. It was a financial deal, and they just removed this. They impeached the person, but as you know, President Clinton was impeached, but he wasn't removed from office. But the higher court did remove this president from office.
All right. We'll see who the replacement is going to be there.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
It's going to be crazy.
Don't forget,
yeah,
we've got North Korea dealing with it, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's a tricky, tricky time there for sure. Ellen Ratner, Talk Media News. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
So, as Ellen mentioned, you know, and we continue to talk about that here, looking at what's so unusual about what's happening in D.C., and so much of that goes back to healthcare, you know, talking about the idea of moving forward and not being concerned about jumping through these hoops so quickly in an unusual fashion. I'll put it that way. How's that? And race through the committee, whatever it happens to be. And the, you know, this pressure on the Congressional Budget Office and its director, who, by the way, his name is Keith Hall, the independent scorekeeper mentioned, is scrambling to analyze that legislation from the House Republicans because of the repeal and replace that Ellen was talking about, with a report that's supposed to be here in the next couple of days. So the office scores of legislation are considered a make or break, with both parties pointing to them as indicators of how a bill would affect the federal budget and the economy, because that's a big thing. But because of this partisan battle, Republicans are questioning the accuracy of the work as they try to fulfill the campaign pledge to repeal Obamacare. So, you know, it's looking at the CBO, and that's part of the questioning here. Somebody said, I saw somebody today on the air, I don't know what station it was, where they said this Hall guy has the toughest job in Washington right now because the expectations are so high and he's dealing with reality. And that's what Nancy Pelosi referred to. She was saying, I don't know if this was an accident or not. How did that come out? So now they're really under the gun to come up with the impact of this legislation that could bring big change to the healthcare system. Of course, huge change. And they've got to score it. They've got to come up with the score's impact on the long promised bid to repeal and replace, like I mentioned. And the CBO put Republicans already on the defensive earlier this year when they reported that repealing Obamacare without a replacement would leave probably 18 million people without health insurance. A study from the Commonwealth Fund found that the CBO's estimates for Obamacare enrollment were off, but also said that the office's projections were closer to the mark than those other forecasters. Wow. So these are very tricky times, more than interesting, very, very tricky times, because this absolutely has an effect, as I say every single time I'm on the air, on my bottom line, my health, yours, your family, my family, on all of us. It absolutely, absolutely. Coming up on America Tonight, by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, I know everybody is chomping at the bit with this healthcare thing. What do you think? Do you hope that it's just boom, a race to the finish? 855-266-5283. So in other words, they get some giddy up and finish it. 855-266-8. Steve Forbes has something to say about the border tax. He used one word. What word do you think it was? I'm going to tell you next on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thanks for hanging with us, as always, here on The Big Show, America Tonight. This is somebody else used to call their show The Big Show. I think it was Dan Patrick back in the ESPN days when he was with Keith Olbermann. The Big Show. But I've heard other people say The Big Show. You know, you can't, it's like we're not all reinventing the wheel every single time we jump on the air, right? I think some of us think we are, though. All right, so Steve Forbes. What word did he use about the border tax? What word did he use? You know what word he used? Ridiculous. Ridiculous is the word that Steve Forbes used. You know, it's interesting. I've seen him speak before, and I have to say, I really enjoyed the speech that I saw. I thought he was excellent. Talking about the economy and numbers that people weren't really paying attention to. And I thought, oh, man, it totally makes sense what he's saying. And it wasn't that I had never heard what he was saying before. It was the way that he put it, the way he boiled it down. So Forbes is saying it's ridiculous because, of course, you know, that tax is going to hit a lot of the people that that's what they're saying. It hits those who voted for Trump because you got to think businesses, right? And if you think businesses, then you completely understand why that is. And I think that pretty much sums up what he was saying in this interview that, oh no, you don't, you know, in a sense. And that's why he used the word ridiculous. So he's heavy on the tweeting side. And he's tweeted about different things, including, you know, saying that, you know, talking about this, not just the border tax, but a few other things as well, like health care and what he thinks will happen with health care. But he says the border tax proposed by House Speaker Paul Ryan is ridiculous because it's going to cause the price of gasoline and other goods to skyrocket. And it's a step to value-added tax, and value-added taxes hit the very people who elected Donald Trump. He said it's going to raise the cost of gasoline for millions of motorists, 30 cents a gallon. It's going to raise the cost of cars, $2,500. Raise the cost of stuff you buy at Walmart and Kmart. You know, do you want to finance a corporate tax? And Forbes says countries around the world affected by such a tax would retaliate. So you'd have everything disrupted and you would divide your base. Now, the Trump administration has yet to officially weigh in on the Republican proposal. But Larry Kudlow, who is a top economic advisor to Trump's campaign, said the White House is leaning toward a levy. Even Senator Jeff Flake, an Arizona Republican, said it would be super bad for business. Because whether you're talking about specialty parts, raw materials, whatever, 50% of the imports consist of the inputs for production and manufacturing. So in the long run, do you take that hit or not? Long run, short run. Because here's the thing. I think once you take the higher tax, they're never rolled back. Never. Classically, that's not what I've seen. Right? So, we've seen that happen in other places. Oh, don't worry, we'll pull it back down. And then it doesn't get pulled back down. So once you start to throw that idea around and you start to look at the production of value of that, it gets crazy. You know, there's other places, like you think in Ireland, they pay no corporate tax. No corporate tax. So which direction is the right direction? I mean, most of our business owners, it's small business in the United States, right? That's the makeup of the entrepreneurs and some of these businesses. And if you smack a giant tax on them, ooh. And with the hours, with the money already dumped into it, that's a backbreaker. Because what kind of businesses are we talking about? And that's where it's vague, because there are different kinds of businesses. So, who should be taxed? Who is it that's going to be taxed? And then what happens to the jobs? I mean, this is nothing new. The corporate tax is too high. The corporate tax, when you can go to places, which I saw Apple when I was in Ireland, when they can go and have other spots, they're going to do it. And that's why that happened in the first place, right? So I don't know, how far does it go? And what does that look like? So I would say, to me, this is another one of those vague, not threats, but vague possibilities. But what is the end game? You're supposed to go into this knowing what the intent is for the end. And I think that's part of the problem. It seems like politicians are never really doing that. It's best to figure out the end and work backwards in a sense. But that's the last thing that ever happens. And that's a problem. Because what is the end game? What is going to happen in the end? And who is really going to pay the price? Who is really going to end up being stuck? By the way, for all of the criticism of Rex Tillerson, how about this one? He recused himself from the Keystone XL pipeline project. Yeah, I didn't even realize this, and of course it makes complete sense. The State Department announced it. The environmental group Greenpeace has called for Tillerson, the former CEO of ExxonMobil, to take that step. The pipeline, which could bring oil from Canada to the U.S., was halted by Obama, but Trump wants it back. Tillerson decided in early February not to be involved in the Trans-Canada application. He hasn't worked on it at all. The State Department doesn't play any role in any of the deliberations or the resolution that whatever becomes. That's not what he does. He doesn't want to get in the middle of it because think of the connections to Exxon. And it makes complete sense because no harm, no foul if he's never involved in it. Versus if he's heavily, heavily involved. And really, he couldn't be because of his previous life. So I would have to say you give Rex Tillerson some kudos, in a sense, for doing that. Not waiting for someone to uncover something, not saying, oh, I'm just going to be there anyway. No excuses, realizing, oh, no, this doesn't look right if nothing else. I can't have this happen. I have to recuse myself. And trust me, people are looking. So that was smart. Very, 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 very smart to do that. Knowing that everybody and their brother is going to look under the hood. Wait a second, how can that be? That doesn't make any sense. And it wouldn't, I mean, if it had gone that way, then it would be that the look of it being improper, whether it was or not, or whether it is or not. Better to not even attempt to go in that direction. Coming up, a cowboy hits the road, Jack. Who is it and what the heck am I talking about? Oh, you don't want to miss this story. Swing through.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Traded rather than released by the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, yes, indeed. I spent some time with a pretty good source tonight. And let's just say Houston Texans are looking pretty good. Denver Broncos may want a piece. I don't know if that happens. It's the lean is more toward the Texans. There is still some confusion, but not confusion over the future of Romo. I mean, this is pretty much it for him. In fact, on his Instagram, he was smart to do this because, listen, he had a good career with the Dallas Cowboys in the sense that he had fan support, and even if he had some critics, they weren't ridiculous, I think, as far as Tony Romo is concerned. And he had a great run, actually, for partially because of that reason. So I'm going to throw in a little sports note here because free agency in the NFL has started. Woohoo! And I know some of you care because politics is like sports and sports is like politics. And sometimes you have a foot in each. Plus we do the nail the score thing. So just to keep you up to date, the Broncos have been talking about a possible trade with, you know, the Jets and who knows. And there are a couple of other elements, but Romo actually put on his Instagram, thanks for everything, Cowboy Nation. So wise of him to do that. And the surprising thing is Brock Osweiler was dumped by the Texans. He's a Cleveland Brown now. Cleveland Brown? So go figure. There's been some crazy things that have happened, a crazy kind of almost, as somebody described to me, an NBA kind of deal with the Cleveland Browns that made it expensive with the Texans for a expensive quarterback. Neither team wanted in the deal. So, you know, next thing you know, there's a big switch that happens, and Brock Osweiler to the Browns. And as somebody said to me, that's for now. So they got rid of that 4-year, $72 million mistake, and they only take a $10 million cap hit. See how similar? There's anger, there's issues, and there's money involved. Very much like politics. So what did WAPO have to say today? WAPO is the paper of record in Washington, of course, the Washington Post, and they put out the Trump tweets all the time. They had a glossary of the terms Trump and Steve Bannon used that they published, the language that they use between them, and they had a bubble of Donald Trump of words around him. So they had things like fake news, radical Islamic terrorism, enemy of the people, American carnage, and talked about the different words that are thrown around that are very different from past administrations. And that, you know, so it's a whole different feel coming out of the Oval Office compared to what it was in the, you know, in the past. Whether, you know, we're talking about just a blizzard of change or whatever it is, but it's almost like they're going back in the Wayback Machine and citing some interesting things. And protectionism is what the buzzword seems to be around D.C. and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, really. It's that. So meaning using taxes or tariffs and government action to press companies to bring offshore jobs back home and make their goods here. And you heard the reaction to what I mentioned about taxes earlier, corporate taxes. So a lot of economists and some that we've had on the show say the idea of economic nationalism is, you know, ridiculous. And saying that really it's automation, robots in other words, more than globalization, the rest of the world, that's reduced the supply of manufacturing jobs. And this is just a tool with the taxes. And this is something that we've seen happen over the, beyond the decades, over the centuries. Vladimir Lenin, as the Washington Post quoted, used the term as a basis for political opponents, collaring political opponents, especially landowners and capitalists, and bringing them before the Revolutionary Court. This is the Washington Post talking about it. In Russia, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev eliminated it completely from the language because it had been specifically introduced for the purpose of physically annihilating the people who oppose the government. So that term, that protectionism term, is an ugly word in past centuries because of the way it has been used. And this is what the gist of the Washington Post article was about. And remember, one of the things Trump said when he was campaigning that voters faced a choice between Americanism and her corrupt globalism. And that was supposed to connotate jobs being shipped out of the United States, out of control immigration, and an internal group of political and financial leaders, so-called elites, who profit off of a world economy at the cost of jobs, good jobs, and wages for the average Joe, the middle-class Americans. In trying to get elected, those in Congress over the past couple of years who have supported the world movement toward closer economic ties with other nations say globalism is not an insult, but an aspiration. So remember, during, again, the campaign, the whole idea was that the global conspiracy, that bankers were going to destroy the U.S. sovereignty. So isn't it interesting? Because remember, the term, and the term that many of you have certainly heard, is the New World Order. Economic alliances, which many in the conspiracy theory business believe is very true, see it as the conspiracy against the working people. So pay attention. I think it was kind of interesting. Pay attention to the language, because it's a different kind of language, but it's one we heard a little bit through the campaign. For sure. In this changing of the guard. And I got an email here. We've got an email segment coming up in our next hour, but I got a couple of emails because this just happened. So bang, a lot of you were on this. I got this one from Jennifer, who says, Kate, did you hear about the South Korean president? And I did. Here's what the deal was. There was this bribery scandal that was brewing. So it could change the direction of South Korea, right? South Korea's constitutional court upheld a parliamentary motion to dismiss the president from office over her role in corruption and influencing peddle. There's been a big peddling. It's been a big scandal. So President Park could now face criminal charges, and elections for a new president have to be held within 60 days. So who's the new president? Who's that going to be? And we, of course, have so many troops on that border between North Korea and South Korea. So we care as to what happens in South Korea. You know, there was that push to pull out of Korea altogether. Like, why so many troops there? How long have we been there? I don't think now, right now, with this happening, there would be a troop pullout. But there has been discussion of it happening. A discussion of why are we investing all that money? Well, it's something, you know, when something happens and you've done it and you've done it and you've done it, you've done it for how many years? For a very long time. And then all of a sudden you pull the plug on it. What do you think would happen? I mean, there's the question. If you pull the plug on the troops, basically acting as a wall, I'll call it, for South Korea, what would happen to South Korea? Would South Korea still stand, survive and thrive, or would it crumble? And would Kim Jong-un do his best to unite Korea under him? And would it be possible to do that? So would we be crazy to ever really entertain leaving? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No one likes this bill. Hospitals, doctors, governors, conservatives, liberals, nonpartisan groups, and most of all, the people who will no longer have affordable health care.
He believes that this bill encompasses the best of ideas and the best way forward. But again, we're going to let the process work its will through the House and then subsequently through the Senate. And if members have ideas, we want to hear them, want them to be part of it.
There, if anyone has any ideas, as he said, we want to hear him. And you heard Schumer before saying, forget it, they're kicking affordable health care to the curb. What say you? You know, it's wide open. The floor is 855-266-2283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, Kate, can you hear me now?
I got you, brother.
You know, that South Korean thing that you were talking about, the South Korean president being taken out of office,
right,
and then possibly going to jail. And I tell you what, Barack Obama's not going to be sleeping too well the next couple of months because he's no longer in office, and the stuff that is coming out about him could land anybody in jail. It may not, because the Republicans may not want to, you know, get the focus away from their agenda, you know, that
right.
That's probably, you know, in favor of Barack Obama. But, you know, I really wanted to talk about the agenda, the Trump agenda. You know, it's there's something missing. There's something missing. You know, it's like you're eating a meal, but there's some ingredient that's missing that you, gosh, what didn't I put in there, right? You know, or, you know, what could I have added? There's something missing to this agenda. You know, the people sense it. You know, you've been involved with sports for a long time, with the Dallas Cowboys also. You know, when somebody's playing at the NFL level, to get there, you know, they didn't just come up with a plan and then boom, you know. I mean, they had to make the high school team, you know. Then they had to go to college, make the college team, be a standout on the college. And then if they were really, really, really lucky, they got to try out for an NFL team and then maybe become a starter, okay, and maybe play for a few years. You know that. And you know what's missing is no one is talking about the sacrifice that you need to get to become great again, to become a leader in anything. But I mean, let's talk about sports. You know, you've seen starting quarterbacks, you've seen starting linemen, you know, starting linebackers, and you must know the incredible sacrifice that they have made all those years. And no one is talking about the sacrifice that the American people have to make this country great again and to help the world. You know, because when America is great, the world is great. But
yeah,
you can't do that by just, you know, coming out with really interesting plans and little tax plans and immigration plans and how we're going to do this on defense. It has to have the ingredients of sacrifice and hard work. If you don't have those two things in there, you know, you can have the best workout plan in the world, but if you go to the YMCA and you're eating a pizza while you're on the jogging machine.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not losing weight.
And yeah, you know, it's, and no one is talking about that. You know, they're talking about Obamacare, Trump care, and everything's going to be great, and, you know, but, you know, a test, I believe, is going to be the debt ceiling. Because talk is cheap, but the debt ceiling is not. You can use that if you want. That sounds pretty good right there.
It does sound good, yeah. The debt ceiling really, is not.
No, and you know, I mean, the Republicans got the House, the Senate, the White House. So let's see what happens. Are they going to raise the debt ceiling again? Because you know what? Any six-year-old kid can come out with a balanced budget and fund everything if he can just raise the debt ceiling and print more money. That's
right.
Not difficult at all, okay?
Right.
And so, you know, difficulty is dealing with the money that you have, making sacrifices. If Trump would get out there and get on his bully pulpit and say, you know what, we also have to sacrifice. You know, we also have to understand we need to cut back personally in our personal lives. That'd be tough for him because he's a billionaire, you know.
Right.
But I think people want him to be honest, and I think that they like the way he's doing things. But you got to be telling the people that the main ingredient in this recovery is going to be sacrifice and hard work. Trump is not going to be able to wave a magic wand, and if he does, it'll be because he's printing money, and that's not going to be the answer. That's how we got to be number one. So anyway,
I agree.
You know, maybe you got some stories
on
the incredible sacrifices that you've seen NFL stars do.
Mm.
And I'd like to listen to that. Anyway, have a good night.
Yeah, Tomas, you made some excellent, excellent points. Thank you. Thank you for hanging on. And you're right. These are the analogies. He's making the leap, like I said, between politics and sports. If he wants to do that, there's other directions you could go. But certainly that is the case. You know, when you talk about the debt ceiling, like raising the debt ceiling, in a different way, it's think of like the salary cap. The reason the salary cap was put in place was partially, oh, parity will be so much better for the league, so then the smaller markets won't be strangled off because they have the opportunity to perhaps still play the free agent market. They just have to balance their budget, get it? They got to balance their budget, and if they can do that, then it works. Because here's the salary cap. Every team has to be cognizant of the salary cap. It makes perfect sense when you look at what's happening economically with us as a nation, and talking about the debt ceiling, and talking about corporate tax, and talking about manufacturing jobs, and talking about the other elements of manufacturing with robots. It is like sports, and sticking with the NFL analogy of how are costs being lowered, how's money being made. There isn't a mint underneath every single stadium where you can just print the money, although the NFL owners, I'm sure, would certainly like that. So the discussions are always there about, could we add more games to the season? And then the players would want more money, and there would be the gains and the losses, because we've seen players get injured. Tony Romo is the perfect example, since he was injured in a preseason game, a game that didn't even matter, but knocked him out long enough for a rookie to be spectacular and take his job. There's a message in that somewhere, without a doubt. So as we say goodbye for this hour of America tonight, what weighs heavily on my mind continues to be the smoke machine that is churning 24/7 out of the Capitol. Because remember, it comes down to still the three branches of government. We have a legislative branch. They have to sign off on certain bills, and they do ultimately hold the purse string, so to speak. So when we talk about health care, when we talk about funding for a wall, for example, when we talk about the debt ceiling, it does come back down and pour down the street from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue all the way to the Capitol. Because there are massive decisions to be made there. Thanks so much for the support. Appreciate you listening to America Tonight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.